in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and they prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 men. He entered the synagogue and for 3 months debated boldly with persuasive arguments about the kingdom of God. The word of the Lord. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. God arises, his enemies are scattered, and those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so are they driven, as wax melts before the fire. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. But the just rejoice and exalt before God, and they are glad and rejoice. Sing to God, chant praise to his name, whose name is the Lord. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. The father of orphans and a defender of widows is God in his holy dwelling. God gives a home to the forsaken and leads forth prisoners to prosperity. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to the disciples said to Jesus, "Now you're talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. So today Jesus gives us a promise. In the world you will have trouble. Are there any questions? You know, and the reality is we try to find we want everything to be so nice in the world, and we want this to be heaven, and again, it's not. So we're always in some kind of trouble. There's always something troubling our hearts. There's always something there. And so Jesus warned us that would happen. But he also gave us the way to beat it, to have courage, to deal with things with courage, and to look at him. Because when we look at him, he's already conquered the world. He's conquered our troubles. But then he says, "I have told you this that you might have peace in me." Trying often to find peace in the world, trying to find peace in just meditation. But Jesus says, where you're going to find peace is in me. So we have a choice. We can focus on our troubles today and be troubled. Or we can focus on Jesus today and have peace. Let's focus on Jesus today. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.